Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It is Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. Also, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, and You Big Dummy. All of our great regular fun features for Friday. And we're going to talk about the movies that Keanu Reeves almost starred in. And you all know how I feel about Keanu Reeves. I love him. So we'll talk about that. That'll be fun. And our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Get your Fly Jam requests in a little bit later on. And there you go. So my next guest here is the artistic director of the Fremont Street Theater Company. And she's also the director of their new production, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which opens tonight, and it runs through September 17th. And it's happening in the Cutting Hall Performance Arts Center at 150 East Wood Street in Palatine. And FremontStreetTheater.com is the website. And we're going to talk all about the theater company and their latest production. And we welcome Madeline Franklin to the show. Hello, Madeline.
Hello. I love you. I do. You're like my favorite radio personality.
Wow, this is a nice way to start the interview.
Yes. Good evening to you, sir. How are you?
It's great. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. So tell me about the Fremont Street Theater Company. I read a little bit about the who founded it and all that and the story behind that. Tell everybody about that.
I will. About 2011, my buddy Sandy Sanquist and I were doing a show together, and he was the producer, I was the director, and we said, you know what, let's start our own. It would be great to start our own theater company. It would be like, let's do it. So we, you know, took a couple of months and like, are we going to do it? Are we not going to do it? Then all of a sudden, you know, we've got this company in 2012 called Fremont Street Theater Company, you know, co-founded with my great partner who passed. His name was Sandy Sanquist.
Yeah.
And Fremont Street is the name of the side door, is the stage door of Cutting Hall Performing Arts Academy, a performing arts center in downtown Palatine where thousands of people have come through that door, actors, technicians, dancers, directors, you know, technical people have entered that door for years and years and years at that particular location, thus the name of Fremont Street. So yeah. It has a sentimental meaning to it. So the company's been around in 2012. In 2013, our first show was Anything Goes. Great success. Was a wonderful show. In the summer of 2013, we were having auditions for The Drowsy Chaperone, and Sandy had a bit of a cold and pneumonia, and 4 weeks later, the man passed.
Oh, man.
He passed. It was an incredible tragedy. His wife and two daughters continued to the company for 2 years, and then I was sitting down, just kind of, you know, looking at like, what does this look like going forward? And Mrs. Sanquist, her name is Colleen Sanquist, what a great, great lady, said, look, we can't think of anybody who we'd rather, you know, take over the running of the company and be the company, and that's you. And I literally just started sobbing because it's an incredible honor. The honor is just great. So I've owned the company now for a couple of years. And it's my husband and I, and, you know, I would like to thank my mom and dad who have, you know, were great contributors. They yeah. both passed. And I was, you know, in my legacy is being able to do this fantastic theater, you know, every year. So
yeah.
it's phenomenal. So anyway, so we've been doing, you know, these great shows. So we did 40 Seconds. So we've done Anything Goes. Our first year in 2012, we did Drowsy Chaperone, Crazy for You, How to Succeed, 42nd Street, and this year, Disney Beauty and the Beast. And we do one show a year. I'm talking massive.
Yeah.
Massive show. We've been, reviewers have called us, you know, Broadway, and we're in Palatine. We're a suburban community theater. We've been described as, you know, Broadway and Palatine. We've won Broadway in Chicago awards. We've been nominated, which are for us. It's a great honor. It's wonderful to be recognized. It's great to be recognized, whether it's a popularity contest or not. People have worked very, very hard. They've given up their time in community theater. The actors are volunteers. Many staff are paid. They're paid stipends. But the actors, they work their but behind up, worked their butts off.
Yeah.
To produce a great show. And we set the bar very, very, very high. The bar is set really high. Very high expectation level. And everybody knows that going in that in Fremont Street, you're going to really, really work like your ass off, essentially.
Yeah.
And because the end result, here's the deal. And I kind of look at it this way. These are life lessons that we all learn. And if you work, if there's sometimes you just can't work at your peak level. You just can't possibly do it. You just can't muster the strength.
Right.
But if we strive to work at the peak level, everything's going to go really smoothly. I mean, we got bumps in the road, man. It's life. We get it. I know it. I've been through it. I'm a survivor. But if you can work at your peak level, your production level, when you hit the stage, when you hear places and you've worked hard and you know exactly what you've got to do and you're standing at the edge of that stage and you've got the butterflies going and the audience is there and you start to hear the orchestra playing and you're about ready to go on stage, you know that you are ready, that you're ready to have fun, to play, to perform, to do a great show. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, I think this is such a great story that you guys are continuing to do this. And it's just
Thank
once
you.
A year. And Disney's Beauty and the Beast is a beast.
Right.
I mean, that's a beast of a show that you've taken on.
It's a beast of a show.
Yeah.
It is a beast. 34 actors, 26 staff members,
Jeez.
13 orchestra, and volunteers. Yeah, it's big, big, big. And I'll tell you what, the dynamic that we have across the board is truly incredible. And there's no divas. I mean, it's just, the fact is that it's just not allowed. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't have time for that. And not only that, who does? Why do you want to bother with that? Let's enjoy the experience. Let's really, really enjoy the experience. So Disney Beauty and the Beast. Okay. How did I choose it? Well, actually I had decided on doing, I'm trying to think what I did. Oh, Kiss Me, Kate.
Right.
Because I love the idea of the show within a show. I love Shakespeare. And I thought, this is great. I get an opportunity to not only direct Shakespeare to the actors, but I also get to direct this phenomenal music as well. And having to be sitting on the couch and, Music Theater International is one of the great publishers of a lot of musicals. I got an email about Disney Beauty and the Beast, and I thought, the movie's coming out and – Who doesn't love it? And all right, I'll apply for the for the license. I'll go for it. Let me see. Who knows? So I check every day, and it's a pending,
right.
And then I get this email that says, "Hey, congratulations, we're giving it to you. You got it." And it was like, "Oh my God, this is fantastic!"
That's so great. That's great. Well, I want to make sure we get the plug for the show times in. You open tonight. It's 7:30, opening night gala, and there's a food bar, there's music. It runs through the 17th each weekend, 7:30 on Saturday, 3 o'clock on Sunday the 10th.
Correct.
And then it's 7:30 Friday and Saturday, 3 o'clock on Sunday, and it runs through September 17th. And you can get tickets at FremontStreetTheater.com. Tell me about, first of all, I'm going to make sure we get this plug in. Tell me about the GoFundMe page you guys have, because I'd love people to give you some money. That would be great. So
that would be so, oh my gosh, that would be so, so great. It would be great. Yeah. We have a GoFundMe page. It's GoFundMe, Florist, Disney Beauty and the Beast, Fremont Street Theater Company is what it is. Basically, just go to if you go to FremontStreetTheater.com, it's right there on the front of the page.
Yeah, we have it linked up on our Facebook page, so people can go to
so
Facebook.
Much. That's awesome. So much. It's a big show. It's a massive show. Costumes and sets it's enormous. It's enormous. When a company takes on a Disney show, I have a responsibility that when my guest comes into that show, they are seeing Disney. They're seeing 100% Disney. You can't waver. You just can't waver. You've got to give them what they envision in their mind. It's all about the whole, it's magic. It's theater magic. And that's exactly what we brought here. So the GoFundMe page is for our sets and our costumes. And I will tell you, we've had our final dress rehearsal. We've had several runs this week. I'm telling you, spectacular, gorgeous, exquisite. It's
right.
Brilliant.
And I think it's awesome that you're taking time the night before you open to actually talk to me, because I've been in that position, Madeline. I directed a lot of plays, and I know what Tech Week is like, man.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you coming on. Listen, I also want to mention that there's a raffle at each performance. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, we've got some really great, beautiful raffle prizes. In fact, we've got two original art pieces that are being raffled up, like our big raffle prize. The two that I saw tonight are, like, phenomenal. One is, like, this ginormous, like, gorgeous, it's actually the Beast and Belle together. And this man, I wish I knew what his name was, off the top. John Fees, I think is his name.
Okay.
And he created this beautiful original artwork that we are the big grand prizes that we will be very happy to sell people raffle tickets to every single night. And then, and so that's like the big grand prizes that we will announce on our closing night. And then we've got raffles every single, night of golf packages and stuff for kids and, golfing. And I think we've got some tickets to some games and, some sports stuff and tickets to other theater companies, because we are huge supporters. Fremont Theater Company is huge supporters of we are a friend to all the theater companies.
That's
because
good.
We want to support everybody.
That's great.
And that's what we think. We want everybody to support everybody. So yeah, the raffles, the money goes towards the show. And, mm-hmm. We do one show a year. People will say, like, why do you do only one show? It's like, do you know how much one show is?
Yeah.
I celebrate and champion theater companies that do 3 to 6 shows a year, because I want to know how they do it.
Yeah.
What's your model?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
It's hard. Because it's not easy. It's not easy.
I know that.
So, Madeline, listen, you're a delight. Let me just say that right now. I hope the Fremont Street Theater Company does really well. Disney's Beauty and the Beast opens tonight, runs through the 17th. It's at the Cutting Hall Performance Arts Center at 150 East Wood Street in Palatine. Get your tickets at FremontStreetTheater.com. Go to the GoFundMe page and give them some money. I hope you have a great run. Break a leg, Madeline, okay?
We've got a gorgeous cast, gorgeous. They're beautiful. And thank you so much, buddy. Thank you so much.
No, it's my pleasure.
Take care.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love her, man. I love her, Dan. She's the best, man. Oh, wow. All right. That's Madeline Franklin, the artistic director of the Fremont Street Theater Company. Boy, Dan, you think she's got some energy? I can't hear you. Are you talking?
That was like 2 straight weeks between her and Dana DiLorenzo.
I know, man. It's like, wow. I asked 2 questions, didn't I? Fantastic. She's awesome. I hope everybody goes and sees Disney's Beauty and the Beast. What a huge crew, and they put all their heart and soul into it, and they need the money, man. I've done theater for a long time, and GoFundMe page, give them some money, and go see the show. It's in Palatine. All right, that was Madeline Franklin. I have to relax now. Okay. All right, we're going to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about my hero, Keanu Reeves.